If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. All right, think about it. What good is your computer without the keyboard? Just an overpriced hunk of plastic and metals? Ah, now let's look at that oh-so-important keyboard a little closer. Why do you get doubles of some of the keys and not others? Rewind to the times of your keyboard's great-grandpappy, the typewriter. They were bulky and moody, but the layout was familiar to anyone who knew the English alphabet. The keys were in ABC order. Professional typists got so fast at their job that when they pressed several keys in a row quickly, the letters got jammed. The story goes that commonly used letters were put far from each other to slow typing down. That's how we got the seemingly random QWERTY layout, which is still the most popular today. Fast forward to the very beginning of the computer era. You wouldn't recognize the early models, since computers back then used punch cards to input and output data. These cards were a piece of stiff paper with a combination of holes in certain positions representing information. Each card could hold no more than a few dozen words, meaning an early computer programmer needed so many punch cards, it ended up looking like a deck of playing cards. And all those cards had to be fed into the reader in the right order, or the information would get all mixed up. As computers got more sophisticated, the keyboard needed a lot more keys than just numbers and letters. In the 1980s, IBM took a scientific approach to come up with the perfect keyboard. They arranged a focus group. The participants decided to double commonly used keys, like Control, Alt, and Shift, and put one on each side of the main board. That way, users could reach them with either hand. Those keys are also frequently used in combination, so they were put near each other. They also added an extra Delete and Enter for the number pad on the right. Again, easily within reach when you're using this part. In the end, the experiment gave birth to IBM's most popular Model M keyboard. To this day, it's considered the best keyboard for typing. It's known for its distinct solid click and the feel-good tactile feedback it provides. Well, your roommate might disagree, hearing all those clicks and taps coming out of the noisy device. So, let's open her up and see how it works. The old-school keyboards have a tiny spring and a switch underneath each key. When we press a key, the spring goes down and the switch closes the electrical circuit running through the board. This interruption in the flow sends the right signal to the PC. Today, membrane boards are more common. This type uses a rubber or silicone keypad laid on top of electronic contacts. Every key has a rubber dome under it. These replace the springs in the mechanical types. If you're trying to decide which one's better, mechanical ones are more reliable, while membrane keyboards are cheaper and more water-resistant. We're used to the standard rectangular keyboard layouts these days, but it could be replaced by something more forgiving on your wrists, and maybe even a little more bizarre. There's one that splits the whole board in two. Looks strange, but it's supposed to be more natural for human hands and wrists. Your wrists don't have to bend back, and the muscles in your longer fingers don't get tired from bending more than the others. Or how about a keyless keyboard? It has two disc-shaped zones with a mouse-looking dome on the top for your hand. The left disc is divided into 8 symbol clusters, and the right zone has 8 colors. To type a letter on this keyboard, you need to coordinate the movements of these two discs. And then, there's a keyboard without keys, or a board. Wear this device on your hand, and you're ready to type on any hard surface you find. This keyboard consists of 5 rings, each on one finger. The rings have an accelerometer inside, which helps the device know the position of your fingers. To type a letter or a number, you make a special tap combination that's transmitted to your PC, phone, or tablet via Bluetooth. Magic! And then, keyboard manufacturers decided to take advantage of the third dimension, height. This U-shaped ergonomic keyboard places your hands in an orthopedically neutral position, bringing your forearms parallel to the floor. It also has what I can only describe as side view mirrors, so you can see the keys on the side. There are flat glass keyboards too. You won't like it if you're looking for that tactile click or tap feedback that mechanical keyboards have. But these glass ones are pretty convenient if you're tired of dust and crumbs getting in your keys. Just wipe this one with a cloth and enjoy a clean workspace again. Now, look at your own keyboard and check this out. The two longest words you can type with your left hand are stewardesses and reverberated. The words lollipop and monopoly are the longest type with only the right hand. You can spell out typewriter with letters exclusively in the top row. A keyboard detail only the most attentive users will notice is the ridges on the F and J. These palpable lines help you find your home row keys faster without looking. Once your index fingers are there, all your other fingers can reach the rest of the keys. If you imagine the Chinese keyboard as a massive structure with thousands of characters, well, everything is much simpler. The Chinese keyboard looks exactly the same as the English one. Chinese speakers use a phonetic method called pinyin. In this system, you type not the character itself, but its pronunciation in Latin letters. After that, the computer will do all the work for you. It'll show you a list of characters, and you only choose the one you have in mind. Now, I'm sure you use a virtual keyboard on a smartphone or tablet way more often than the real thing. Until 2007, when Apple introduced a touchscreen keyboard, all PDAs used a stylus or a small physical keyboard. The first iPhone didn't have a dialing keypad, which was the biggest surprise for users at the time. Since then, multi-touch virtual keyboards became a standard for smartphones and tablets. But you can get a futuristic laser keyboard for your mobile devices. It projects the image of a standard QWERTY layout onto a surface using a red laser. The projector has a sensor, which detects finger movements and interprets them as keystrokes. Sadly, this technology is still far from ideal, and it can't compete with manually operated keyboards. And hey, good old-fashioned handwriting also has its benefits. Research shows it helps you learn better because we remember what we write out by hand more than what we type. Luckily, today, you can have it all. Some features allow you to input text in a computer using a pen or stylus. Just write a word on the handwriting panel, and the computer will make a text out of it.